Good Sunday morning, and welcome to another edition of KC Close Up on KC 102.1.
Beautiful Sunday morning in August here in Kansas City. Thanks for joining us.
I'm Brian Truda from the show with Jen and Truda.
I'm Jen.
We've got some good stuff to talk about here this morning, Jen.
Yeah, this is very exciting. Something that's coming up next weekend. I will be there a week from today. I'll be doing this.
It is the Susan G. Komen Race for the Cure. And over the next half hour, you're going to hear a lot about that race in particular and Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City and the good work that they do all around town here to raise money for breast cancer.
And I'd love for you to be a part of our team. You can go to kc1021.com to get all the details.
Also this morning, in the back half of the hour, we're going to hear from Head for the Cure. 5K is coming up August 28th at Corporate Woods. It is a big event that I have watched grow from 100 people all the way up to the more than 5,000 runners, Jen, that they will have this year at Corporate Woods.
That is awesome.
And it benefits brain tumor research.
Okay.
And brain cancer research as well. And we're going to talk to a survivor who has taken part in the Head for the Cure 5K over the course of numerous years now and what this means to them. So it's a very big deal coming up here on August 28th. And once again, KC1021, very proud to be a sponsor of that race. Yet this year, too.
Some great events coming to Kansas City.
All right. We begin here with Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City on KC Close Up. All right. Welcome, everybody. Sunday morning with Jen and Truda. And Jen, we are a week away from another great event here in Kansas City, one that we're taking part of, very proud to be part of.
Yeah, the 2016 Race for the Cure is next Sunday, and you can still join my team. I'm going to be participating, and I would love it if people would join my team. If you go to our website, kc1021.com, join me. I know our young Andrew, our intern, who's actually we used him as an intern for a day.
Yes, no, but he's our honorary intern.
And he's a real runner, like he's a true long-distance runner. He's like, I'm on your team, I just signed up. So join us, come out, be a part of our team, and be a part of Race for the Cure.
You did that just so you have a good time on the list,
yes,
didn't you?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I see what you're doing.
I needed a ringer, is
what
I'm saying.
Let's introduce some of our special guests who are in studio. So we have some great people here who are representing Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City. So first off, Michael Levine, who is the communications director. We also have David Armstrong, who is the special events director, and representing the board, Kristen Cargan, who is the race chairman and a breast cancer survivor herself. Welcome, everybody, to the program. We appreciate you guys being here. So whoever wants to step up first and tell us, we are now 1 week away. We are down into the final crunch time here with the Race for the Cure coming up. And so can you tell us a little bit about what we can expect at this time next Sunday?
Most importantly, it's never too late to register. So despite being a week away, you can volunteer. We have anywhere from 500 to 1,000 volunteers that will help us race week and race day. Never too late to register. So first and foremost, jump on Komen, kcrace.org. Would love to have your help, your support, your participation. So I think most importantly, love to have you out there. In terms of what everyone can expect for those unfamiliar, it is the largest nonprofit 5K and 1 mile run walk in the city. It is certainly the largest breast cancer gathering and fight and support of our community that this city will see year round. Again, a 5K, a 1 mile. There's a health and wellness expo, a survivor pavilion. All of our survivor community can register for free using the code EMPOWER, EMPOWER 2016.
Okay.
Would love to have all of our survivor community and our co-survivor community out there. A Kids for the Cure area. It most importantly is it's a sea of pink. Mm-hmm. It's a sea of passion, and it's a sea of supporters that are looking to not only support and lift up and celebrate our breast cancer community, but ultimately raise money to see the day where we find the cures.
It is unbelievable. You know, I've had the honor of being able to work the mic in years past to welcome everybody and to get them started on the walk and the race. And as they go by and they have their team shirts there and people are representing and they're so excited to be there. And they're you know, it's just an amazing sea of people out there. It really is a sight to behold. It is amazing.
Your support helps in that. It truly, we are creating an experience. It certainly is, yeah, a run walk, but more so we're creating a memory. We're creating a feeling. It's a platform for Certainly, our ability to share what's going on in the breast cancer community and celebrate the breast cancer community, but for our survivors, it's a very important day. And so, yes, that sea of pink is a long lasting memory and one right. that we need everyone's support out there to make that sea of pink as large as it could possibly be.
Well, and you guys had a huge registration and fundraising contest going on. Is that still something people can be a part of?
Absolutely. We have a great contest going on. It actually goes all the way up till August 31st. And to lead into it, I'm going to tell you what it is, which is it is airfare for two, a hotel room, and two tickets to Jimmy Fallon in New York
wow.
City.
Oh, wow.
I know. If you've seen Jimmy Fallon,
yes.
They actually haven't given me the small print yet. I don't think I'm actually eligible, but I'm popping in every day to try to win this prize. So I think it's a fabulous prize. Hopefully really gets people out there because all you got to do is register or donate $30. So even those people that have already wow. registered, you're still eligible. Go out there, ComanKCRace.org, and register, donate $30, and you are eligible for one entry for the sweepstakes drawing for that prize.
That is huge. We actually had Jimmy Fallon's opening comedian, the guy that gets the crowd warmed up for the
yeah.
Fallon show. We
yeah.
had him on our show maybe a month ago or so. Hilarious.
Great time.
That's
I promise
huge.
I'll take you if I win, Jim.
Please do. <It's>,
All right. So, you know, one of the big questions that anybody always has, no matter what the event is, and that is with this being such a big race and everything, the money raised, where does that go? And where does the money that people donate and give to Komen, what does that go work towards?
Brian, it's a three-part formula. All of our fundraising for RACE comes from three key areas. It's sponsorship. We have an incredibly generous sponsorship community, folks like Diagnostic Imaging Centers, Worlds of Fun, Belfonte, just several very generous supporters, huge part of our fundraising. Secondly, race registrations and finally fundraising. And so it's not one, but all three elements of that. And so 75% of the money raised from that fundraiser, as well as all of our events year round, from Rock the Ribbon, which is mm-hmm. a benefit concert, our Pink Promise Brunch, which will now be called our Pink Promise Conference this upcoming spring, and various events throughout the year. All of that, 75% of those funds raised stay here locally in Kansas City. So truly, it is Kansas City supporting and fighting and raising money for Kansas City. The remaining 25% goes to research, both locally as well as nationally, as well as around the world. And there's no greater funder of breast cancer research than next to the federal government than Susan G. Komen. So I think the key takeaway is that truly every dollar matters. Mm-hmm. I know the day is coming where we're going to find the cure. We don't know what dollar is going to make that difference. We don't know what participant, what runner, what event is going to make the difference. But the only way that happens is by getting involved and jumping involved. So we truly recommend and urge you to be that difference maker, because we know that every dollar is going to save a life. Every dollar goes towards health and education and screenings and advocacy and access for those that don't have it. And so the only way that happens is by getting involved. Sponsorship, registration, and fundraising. We'd love to have you out there on race day.
And this is probably a good place to do this, but you know, a lot of people whose experience with Komen is Race for the Cure, and when they come out on Sunday and they see all these people and they see what's going on here and all the money raised, but Komen, this is a year-round thing. You guys are more than just the race itself. This is something that happens every day of the year.
You're exactly right, Brian. For us, race might be the time where everyone gets to see in person what is going on, and certainly it's a chance for us to showcase all of the great things that we do. We have our researchers that are receiving national grants from KU. They'll be on out at race day. Our mobile mammography unit, our partnership with Diagnostic Imaging Centers, our local presenting sponsor, they're going to have Kansas City's first 3D mobile mammography unit out at race day. You get a chance to take a tour of that as well.
Nice.
But for us, as David had mentioned, we raise money, we give it back to the community locally. We support research, screenings, treatment, advocacy, awareness. That's scientific research. That's really what's going to be finding the cures here in the very near future. And Komen, as a global organization, has committed about $890 million in the past 35 years. And as David had said, the largest provider of research investments in the world behind the federal government. So we're extremely proud to be able to carry that flag. And certainly funds raised from the race are a major part of our investment. Last year we raised a tremendous amount of money, and we committed back about $1 million into local grants and scientific research investments as well.
Hmm. Wow, unbelievable.
And Kristen, you're actually a breast cancer survivor, so I would think that this is kind of a special week for you.
It is. It's a very special week. But I will actually say, to follow up on these two, I live Komen 24/7, 365. Yeah. And I think a lot of that is because of my history. And as you guys mentioned, I'm a breast cancer survivor. I'm a board member. I'm a race chair. But I actually have a fourth hat that my mom would be very disappointed if I didn't mention, which is I'm a daughter of a survivor. So for me, this actually started when I was 11 years old back in 1989, when my mom was diagnosed. And, you know, technology and treatments were way different back then. And she had to go several hours away from home for treatments. And Lord bless, she's still with me today. She'll be here next week walking, well, limping along with me. She has knee surgery in a couple weeks, but she'll be there. But you know, I first got involved with Komen when I lived down in Dallas. And while involved with Komen and serving as a committee chair for the race down there, I got the phone call one day when I was at work. I had gone in for a routine exam. And I got the call that said, you have breast cancer. And I said, wait, I don't think you guys got the message. I'm 30 years old. I know I'm at a higher risk, but I'm 30 years old. Yeah. I'm not supposed to have this. You know, but I pushed forward and went through my treatments, and I came out of it with two realities. And one of them for me was how far the scientific community had moved from my mom in 1989 to me in 2009. Right. And just to see where they had gone in genetic testing, early diagnosis, treatments, everything. It was just amazing. And the other reality to me was I was blessed because I came out of college, had a good job, great insurance. I could go get the testing that I needed to make the decisions that I needed, you know, was detected early because, you know, I had access. And there's a lot of people that don't have what I had. And to me, that is just a shame. And so this is special to me because of what I've personally gone through, but what I know so many others have gone through, you know, and I fight, I race, you know, I take action for both continued research, but also just the accessibility to breast cancer, treatments, diagnosis, everything.
Yeah.
You know, without further treatment options, we could still cut breast cancer deaths by 1/3 just by giving people access to help to the healthcare system and getting them in early for diagnosis. So that's why I fight. But overall, as we walk into next week, when they asked me to be chair, I said no a couple times, to be honest. But at the end of the day, and this is why I said no, but ultimately said yes, it's an honor, but it is just so humbling because I'm out there representing and hoping to make the best experience ever for our survivors and our co-survivors and uphold the tradition of the races. So for me, it's a great day, but to see the sea of pink and for people to know that they're not alone in this fight, that's what it's about.
Well, and you said the phrase take action, and that just stuck out to me because I've been very fortunate and there isn't cancer in my family. And I was just talking to somebody about this a couple of days ago, but I love participating in these things. And you realize that you have to take the action of not just participating in the walk, but getting out and fundraising and seeing. And then once you get out there and you see all the participants and you see what you're a part of, and then you can see the results and who you're helping and how you're helping. And once you're into it, you're in. Like, this will be my first year with this race, and I guarantee I will do it every year from here on out, because once I'm there and I've been a part of it and I've seen it, it'll just be a part of my life from here on out.
I absolutely love hearing that. You're exactly right. It's awareness. Awareness is important, and it really is, and making everybody aware of the breast cancers out there and what we're trying to do for the fight. But now it's about action. You know, every person and every dollar matters. To both move forward in the scientific research and, more importantly, to give the money back to the city of Kansas City and get people the access that they need to health care, to get screened early and to get the right options and the right treatments for them.
Susan G. Komen of Greater Kansas City. Representatives are here, Kristen, David, and Michael, talking about Susan G. Komen's Race for the Cure next Sunday, a week from today. And David, it says that you're wearing one of the special registration options. What is that all about?
Well, every year we try to do something a little unique, kind of add a little extra opportunity to give back. And today what I am rocking for you guys is our Komen baseball t-shirt.
Nice.
Taking advantage of all the Royals momentum
Over
the last several years and so forth. But it's a versatile, lightweight, three-quarter sleeve gray baseball t-shirt.
Yeah.
Komen KC, pink in the middle. $27, 100% of those proceeds stay with Komen Kansas City. They will be on sale on our website,
okay,
as well as at the registration stage, as well as out on race day in our expo area. So another way to support, again, 100% of those proceeds stay with us. To piggyback on your prior thoughts with Kristen, I think something that resonated with me as well is that race is just an unbelievable teaching moment, certainly mm-hmm. for our younger generation as well. I have an 11-year-old daughter. She has been participating actually since birth. But I think that organizations like Komen certainly have advanced not only help in the medical and health community, but I think there is definitely an awareness and an educational piece that has taken place, notably for our younger generations. And when a youngster is out there on race day wondering, why is my mom wearing a pink t-shirt, or what is all this pink about? It is an opportunity for us to educate and infuse, hopefully, that as a part of their DNA, so that when mm-hmm. they turn 18, 19, 29, 30, into their 50s, et cetera, that it is a mindset of how they want to live their life and healthier living as it relates to breast cancer awareness and screening and health overall. So
great. Are you guys still looking for volunteers? Can people still get involved?
We are absolutely looking for volunteers. I'm sure it's no guess that to put on a race of this size and this magnitude takes a lot of help and a lot of dedication. And the Komen KC staff, they are absolutely wonderful, but they are a staff of seven. As much as I keep saying, hey, they got this. No, we're definitely sure they do.
Yeah, I'm sure they're like, oh, this is no problem.
Exactly. No, we are definitely still looking for volunteers. Between the volunteers that have been working the last several months to pull this together for execution next week, but the volunteers that we'll need throughout the next week and going into Saturday and Sunday for race day, we use anywhere from 700 to 1,000 volunteers.
Wow.
And we would love to have people out there. I mean, there's people that tell us, I can't walk. Mm-hmm. I'm just not able to. My mom was a great example.
Yeah.
She will be volunteering. We need them. So KomenKCRace.org, it'll have descriptions. It has the needs. Please go out there, look. We would love to see you out there on Sunday morning with us.
Yeah, I'd love to have you join my team. Again, you can go to our website, kc1021.com, be a part of my team, come out. It's just going to be a great morning. I'm excited.
Yeah, it really will be. All right, any final thoughts? Anybody with anything else that we need to know about Race for the Cure next Sunday?
I think we've covered most everything. Again, as everybody has mentioned, KomenKCRace.org is the website. All the information about registering, fundraising, race day information, packet pickup, t-shirt, and as Kristen mentioned earlier, our contest giving away airfare, hotel, and tickets to see The Tonight Show with Jimmy Fallon. That's all online. We hope you will take advantage of one, if not many, of the aspects of a great day next Sunday, August 14th at Union Station.
Michael, David, and Kristen from Susan G. Komen, Greater Kansas City, thank you all for your time. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, talking to another family who has been affected by brain cancers and who has kind of rallied around the Head for the Cure Foundation and had support from them. We're going to talk to her and get her story this morning. It's Kelly Fisher. Kelly, thanks for joining us. We appreciate it.
Thanks for having me on.
Well, certainly. Tell us then what your connection is to Head for the Cure and why this is going to be a big day for you.
Well, it all started, because my three-year-old daughter, Allie Fisher, she died of brain cancer 2 years ago. And, when we were handed this horrible tragedy, it was, how can we honor Allie and help others? That was our big challenge. And the Head for the Cure is at Corporate Woods, and, it's really in our backyard. And so we decided, well, we'll form a team in her memory, and we called it Team Little Owl, because Allie's nickname was Little Owl.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just invited family and friends to join us, and the response we got was incredible. We had, you know, so much support from our families, friends, and other people in the community that it really helped us that first year, you know, as we were just processing such a loss.
You know, tell us, reading about your story, and it's really, you know, people like you that really give this a face, and people talk about, well, you know, where does my money go? What do I do when I support Head for the Cure? What was your takeaway from the foundation? What did you gain from them? You obviously gained kind of an extended family of sorts, but what was your connection to Head for the Cure after Allie had passed?
Definitely. I mean, you know, Matt and Day and the rest of the staff there, you know, have always just, you know, been an incredible place for us to seek support. You know, this year, you know, Matt and the board they made a grant in Allie's honor following this year's 5K to the Children's Brain Tumor Project. So just knowing how much Allie's story has impacted, you know, the organization, to where, you know, this is the first year they've made such a grant, and, you know, we're just truly honored and touched to have their support.
To all those who are listening out there, it is the progress as Head for the Cure progresses and gets bigger and has more funds and gets into more cities and more donations. They're able to kind of open up these grants and to do things, as well as in the range of pediatric research as well. And that's something that Matt is very, very proud of as Head for the Cure grows and gets bigger, that more research can come of this in more areas as well. And that's really a good side effect of this getting so big. Kelly, talk about then, as after Head for the Cure, this is one day in the life. You know, what else takes place throughout the year? What keeps you guys going and looking forward to the next Head for the Cure?
You know, for us, you know, after Allie died, it was, how are we going to move forward and honor her at the same time? And a big part of that has been building new traditions. And the Head for the Cure 5K helps us do that, because it is a new tradition for us with our families and us with our friends. It's the one time a year we all get together at the same time to honor Allie. You know, we do some other things, you know, throughout the year to honor Allie. And, you know, she has, you know, we do a massive community garage sale in her honor in October, in honor of her birthday as well. But so between both of those events, you know, that's how we come together, remember her, and, you know, raise money for brain cancer research.
I don't know if it was a direct quote from you guys, but I remember seeing that, you know, obviously, even though her time here was so short with you guys, to have such benefits come of it and to have people, again, in her name, having the research done and hopefully benefiting people down the road, has to be of some comfort to you guys.
You know, it is. You know, Allie is remembered by so many, and that that really touches our heart. And then just to see that, although her life was so short, that she is helping others, you know, through research. And we just, you know, continue to try and honor her and, you know, help others. And that's really what, you know, the Head for the Cure allows us to do when we take part. You know, it's a great event for us to raise awareness of pediatric brain cancer. And then, you know, when you bring, you know, close to 250 people out, all wearing, you know, shirts that are purple with little owls on them, you know, it's really moving.
It's a visual. And then it becomes visual, and it really probably hits home once you see all of those shirts out there with the names and everything.
It does. I mean, it is a wave of emotion when you see that many people out remembering Allie.
Well, again, we're sorry for your loss, and I'm sure that every year it is, again, kind of a sting as it opens that up again. But to know that everybody is going to share in the pain that everybody's sharing on that day, and yet we also look forward to the future, to where maybe other people won't have to go through this as well. And we know that people down the road will benefit from the things that we do on Sunday as well. And there is some solace in that too.
Yeah, most definitely.
Kelly, we thank you for sharing your story today with us. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
And once again, for those who want more information about Head for the Cure and the 5K coming up on August 28th out at Corporate Woods, you can go to headforthecure.org. You can also get registered there, and we will see you out at Corporate Woods on the morning of the 28th. It is always a good time. There's music. There's food. This year, they're going to have more vendors, more booths, more tents, more of everything. They're even going to have a beer tent, Jen. Let me just put it that
Excellent.
Way.
Excellent.
Yeah.
I'm in.
I mean, if you want to run a 5K, then have a beer tent. That's, you're good by me. So that is always a great event. And Matt Anthony from VML does this in honor of his brother Chris, who passed away from a brain tumor, started this about 10, 12 years ago, and it's really grown to not only 5,000 runners here, but they do, they now have 16 different Head for the Cure events in cities all across America.
That's incredible to watch it grow.
Pretty awesome. Thanks for listening today to KC Close Up. If you'd like more information about anything that we talked about here today, Susan G. Komen's Race for the Cure, or the Head for the Cure 5K, you can always go to our website, kc1021.com. You can also get in touch with our business office during normal business hours, Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 5:15 at 816-753-4000.
Have a great weekend.
For Jen, I'm Truda. It's KC Close Up.